KJAN Sports.
Time for Jacob Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. The Iowa State women's basketball team will open the home portion of next season's Big 12 schedule against two of the nation's best. The Cyclones will host Baylor on January 7th and defending national champion Texas A&M on January 14th. That's according to the Big 12 schedule released yesterday. Iowa State will play an 18-game conference schedule this season, playing each league opponent in Ames and on the road. The Big 12 tournament will start on March 7th in Kansas City. Drake's men's basketball team is leaving next week on a 10-day trip to New Zealand and Australia. The Bulldogs will play four exhibition games against professional teams starting on August 13th. Drake is set to square off against teams in Auckland, New Zealand, and Melbourne and Sydney. The Bulldogs will return to Des Moines on August 20th. Well, with locked out NBA players threatening to file an antitrust lawsuit, the league has beat them to court. The NBA has filed an unfair labor practice charge with the National Labor Relations Board and a lawsuit in federal district court in New York. The league accuses the NBA Players Association of being uncooperative in negotiations. The lawsuit asks the court to declare the NBA lockout does not break antitrust laws. The NBA also says it wants to void existing player contracts if the NBPA sheds its union status. NBA players Dwayne Wade, Carmelo Anthony, and Chris Paul say their options are open if there is no resolution to the NBA lockout. The three wrapped their weekend promotional tour of China, where they've been monitoring news from home about the NBA's labor impasse. Last week, Paul and Anthony said in Hong Kong that they would consider moving to China, where there is a huge NBA following. NBA Commissioner David Stern says the only people NBA players are threatening by going overseas are themselves. A fired Tennessee coach, Bruce Pearl, is scheduled to meet Wednesday with the Texas Legends, an NBA D-League team looking for a new coach. Pearl was fired by Tennessee in March after the school learned that the coach had possibly committed another recruiting violation after his teary admission 6 months earlier of lying to NCAA investigators. In baseball news, the upstart Arizona Diamondbacks can now look the defending World Series champion San Francisco Giants straight in the eye as they're tied for the lead in the National League West. Paul Goldschmidt hit his first career homer, a two-run shot that helped the D-backs post their second straight win in San Francisco, 6-1. Justin Upton added a two-run homer as the Diamondbacks won their fourth straight to grab a piece of the division lead for the first time since June 24th. Ryan Roberts had two hits and drove in a run. Daniel Hudson outdueled two-time Cy Young Award winner Tim Lincecum for his 11th win. Elsewhere in the National League, the Milwaukee Brewers' seven-game win streak is done. The St. Louis Cardinals outlasted the Brewers 8-7 in 11 innings. That moves the Cards within 2.5 games of the National League's Central leading Brewers. Lance Berkman drove in the go-ahead run. The Chicago Cubs handed the skidding Pittsburgh Pirates their fifth straight loss, 11-6. Alfonso Soriano hit a pair of the Cubs' six homers as the Pirates pitchers gave up 23 hits. The Bucks have lost 10 of 13 as they fall to .500. Cincinnati beat Houston 5-1. Homer Bailey went eight innings, allowing a run on five hits. National League East leading Philadelphia blanked Colorado 5-0 as they go eight games up on Atlanta. Rick Ankiel hit a grand slam, and Michael Morse and Ian Desmond also went deep in the Nationals' 9-3 win over Atlanta. Florida rallied with two in the ninth inning on a throwing error by rookie second baseman Justin Turner to nip the New York Mets by a score of 4-3, and the LA Dodgers blanked San Diego by a score of 1-0. In the American League, the LA Angels climbed within a game of AL West leading Texas, beating Minnesota 5-1. Also, Brennan Bosch hit a solo homer off Mike Adams amid an eighth-inning rain shower to give the Tigers a 6-5 win over the Texas Rangers. Jose Bautista clubbed his Major League-leading 32nd home run in Toronto's 3-1 win over Tampa Bay. Pinch runner Jared Saltalamacchia dove across home plate to score the winning run and Jacoby Ellsbury's single in the ninth inning, and the Boston Red Sox beat the Cleveland Indians 3-2. In a game called in the seventh inning because of rain in Chicago, the New York Yankees blanked the White Sox 6-0. Also, Baltimore downed Kansas City 8-2, and Seattle beat Oakland 4-2. In other baseball news, the Los Angeles Angels right-hander Jared Weaver is appealing his six-game suspension for throwing a pitch near the head of Detroit's Alex Avila on Sunday, and his manager Mike Socha has been suspended for one game. The 14-game winner was ejected in the bottom of the seventh inning of a testy 3-2 loss to the Tigers on Sunday. He threw a pitch just over Avila's head right after Detroit's Carlos Guillen showboated on a home run. Weaver has also been fined an undisclosed amount. The Rangers have designated 41-year-old reliever Arthur Rhodes for assignment. That move cleared the roster spot for reliever Mike Adams, who they picked up Saturday in a trade with San Diego. Rhodes was 3-3 with a .481 earned run average in 32 appearances for Texas this season. Also, the Los Angeles Dodgers starter, Ruby De La Rosa, will have Tommy John surgery on his left elbow. He'll miss the rest of the season. The Seattle Mariners have placed infielder Sean Figgins on the disabled list with a hip injury. They promoted third baseman Kyle Seager from AAA Tacoma. The official logo for the 2012 All-Star Game has been unveiled. Next year's game is at Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City, and the Royals were well represented when the logo made its debut Tuesday. All-Star relievers Aaron Crow and Joakim Soria, along with manager Ned Yost, all attended that unveiling. Kansas City hasn't hosted the All-Star Game since 1973, leading Mayor Sly James to declare, "I just want to say to Major League Baseball, we've missed you." The Royals' blue and metallic gold are in the logo, which has a family crest accompanied by flags and adorned with stars. In Pacific Coast League baseball action yesterday, it was Memphis beating the Iowa Cubs 2-1. Omaha beat up on Oklahoma City 13-2. Storm Chasers with a 5-game advantage over Memphis in the American North Division standings of the PCL. The I-Cubs continue to sink deeper in the standings. They're now 14.5 games back in last place. In NFL news, Washington Redskins coach Mike Shanahan says veteran cornerback Philip Buchanan will be suspended for the first 4 games of the regular season. Shanahan says the suspension was issued a while back from the NFL office, but he wouldn't talk about what caused the penalty. That news comes a day after Buchanan announced on Twitter that he was re-signing with the Redskins. The 30-year-old was mostly a nickelback for Washington last year. He started 5 games and had 2 interceptions. Meanwhile, Shanahan's overhaul of the 6-10 Redskins continues. There'll be at least 16 new starters since Shanahan arrived 2 seasons ago. In other pro football news, David Harris will be anchoring the New York Jets linebacking core for at least 4 more years. The playmaking linebacker signed a new 4-year deal. A person familiar with the negotiation says the Cleveland Browns have agreed to terms on a contract with first-round draft pick Phil Taylor. The defensive tackle will immediately report to the Browns. Taylor, the number 21 overall pick, missed the team's first 4 practices of training camp in a holdout. The Chicago Bears and free agent tight end Desmond Clark have agreed to a 1-year contract. Seldom used last season, Clark ranks 9th in team history with 242 catches. Indianapolis has signed free agent linebacker Ernie Sims and first-round draft pick Anthony Costanzo. Sims has 475 career tackles and 4.5 sacks in 4 seasons with the Lions and 1 with the Eagles. Costanzo is a 6'7", 305-pound left tackle who was taken 22nd overall and is being counted on to protect quarterback Peyton Manning's blind side following Charlie Johnson's departure in free agency. The New Orleans Saints have agreed to terms with their top draft pick, first-team Pac-10 defensive end Cameron Jordan. Is a 6'4", 297-pound son of former Pro Bowl tight end Steve Jordan. The Ravens and veteran center Casey Raybok have agreed to terms on a 2-year contract. The 6'4", 288-pounder spent 4 seasons with Baltimore after being drafted by the Ravens in the 3rd round of the 2001 NFL draft. The 33-year-old lineman played the last 6 seasons with the Redskins before being released last week. The Vikings have released left tackle Bryant McKinney. He spent the first 9 seasons of his career in Minnesota. In golf news, Tiger Woods played 9 holes early Tuesday morning at Firestone in preparation for his return to the PGA Tour, and he says his health is as good as it's been in years. After a break of nearly 3 months to deal with lingering injury issues, Woods enters the Bridgestone Invitational at number 28 in the world rankings. Woods says his expectations haven't changed and that he still expects to win, even though he hasn't played since May 12th and hasn't won any tournament since November of 2009. This will be his first event since he fired longtime caddy Steve Williams. Woods says he has no timetable for hiring a permanent replacement. Childhood friend Brian Bell will be on his bag this week. And in racing news, Danica Patrick could still run the Indianapolis 500, even if she makes a full-time move over to NASCAR. 2 people familiar with Patrick's 2012 plans tell the Associated Press that Patrick is close to a deal to run a full-time nationwide series schedule with JR Motorsports and limited Sprint Cup Series races with the team owned by 2-time NASCAR champion Tony Stewart. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.